I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 200 Chibok schoolgirls have been like ghosts since Boko Haram kidnapped them a year ago. Rarely seen and a haunting subject. But now the Associated Press says the terrorist group in Nigeria is willing to trade the girls for 16 incarcerated militants. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
The questions about the trustworthiness of Boko Haram concern us and obviously concern Christians in Nigeria as well.
While the world waits for the Nigerian government to act, Voice of the Martyrs is moving and ministering to refugees by giving medical attention, Bibles, and encouragement. Keep on praying for the Chibok girls. See the full details of their story at our website. Mothers of Chibok schoolgirls aren't the only ones who need hope. Depression and anxiety top India's list of social ills, according to a recent study. Even worse, less than 25% of those affected even have access to the help they need. But Dr. Samson Gandhi is changing that with Christ-centered counseling. With help from the Haggai Institute, he's showing more people how true peace can only be found through Jesus Christ.
When we come, when leaders go to Haggai Institute, they get the best and the sound, balanced teaching.
And sometimes training isn't the only way leaders are effective in outreach. A Southeast Asian Campus Crusade for Christ staff member recently visited a restaurant where the owner had been showing the Jesus film for several years. The owner said approximately 30 people, including some from the dominant religion, had come to Christ as a result of watching the film in their heart language. Despite the very real threat of radical groups in the town, the owner says he continues to show the film when there's no indication of danger. Keep praying for him. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.